This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Taking care of business, being an active participant, is the name for a public forum being held in Nanaimo to discuss issues related to mental health and addictions in the community. It's happening on Tuesday, March 23rd from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the E.T. Family Church in Nanaimo. The focus for the day will be on self-management, people living the experience of mental illness and addiction, taking charge of their wellness, and being involved in the decisions that affect their lives. The forum will include discussion groups, a panel of community members, and work to identify community needs. We're joined on the phone by Michael Crane, the keynote speaker for the forum, and in the studio by Wallace Millay, one of the forum's organizers. Welcome to People First Radio, Wallace.
Thanks. Good to see you again, Kevin. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Wallace. How are you doing?
Good, man.
And welcome again, Michael. Thanks for staying with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Wallace, how did this forum come about? Why is it being held?
Okay, there's been past forums done through Mental Health and Addictions Advisory Council when I first arrived in town 4 years ago. It's an annual event that they have. Last year, the funding was cut for that forum, and John Howard Society was nice enough to have some funds available for such a forum in the community. So this is something that's quite important in our community, not only for those that are in the helping profession, but most importantly for consumers.
Michael, you're going to be the keynote speaker for this event. What are you going to speak about? Can you give us a sense of that?
Absolutely. So I know you've had Dr. Mihalik on the program before, Kevin.
Yes.
And she spoke about the wellness study and the six suggestions that came out of that in terms of tips and strategies for managing bipolar disorder. So Erin has been kind enough to trust me with presenting her and other team members' findings from the study. So what I really hope people can gain from it is two things. One is that while they may be hearing things that they've heard before in terms of managing bipolar disorder, that this study actually proves these things scientifically. And the other thing is that the tips and strategies themselves, itself, I should say. When I read the study, I came away feeling like there were things that I had never even thought of and actually incorporated some of those things into my life. And when I present, I'll be talking about some of that stuff.
Wallace, the forum is called Taking Care of Business, Being an Active Participant. What does it mean to be an active participant?
In a lot of the forums I attended, it was being an informed participant. In other words, getting the information on that. This is more to promote individuals like myself that have a mental disorder of being active in my own well-being, and we're trying to encourage other people to do so, and that there's other alternatives besides the biomedical model.
Mm. Michael, how important is participation in one's own well-being?
It's key. I know for me, basically in my life, education, trying to understand what's happening and recognize things when they happen is really important. And so I encourage others to do the same. I think that, and Wallace has touched on this, and it's been touched on by other people on your program, I think that when it comes to taking control of being well, you can't just trust the people who are the practitioners. They're important. They offer help. They offer support. But you can't leave it in their hands. You need to take it into your own hands, and you need to try to become as well as you can yourself.
Wallace, in the last couple of seconds here, can you share the basic information with us once again? How can people participate in this forum?
Okay, if anybody is interested, there still are seats available. They can email the John Howard Society, jhsnan2@shawcable.com, or phone 250-754-1266. This forum will go from 8:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. It's free. There will be the guest speaker, Michael, in the morning, and then after that will be breakout groups on different approaches like the Mental Health Act, hospitalization, medications, and different alternatives such as horticultural therapy, yoga, and that can be used. And in the afternoon, myself and two other consumers from the community will be speaking on our experiences with being active in our own wellness.
And when will Michael present his keynote address?
He'll be doing that in the morning.
In the morning.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks very much, guys. Thank you, Michael, for joining us from the mainland over there. And I hope things go well on Tuesday.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Yeah, bye-bye. And thanks, Wallace, for coming in and keeping us informed as to what's happening out there.
My pleasure, Kevin.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centrist Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.